The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. All right, today we're going to have a show. It's going to be called Dental News Bites from Around the Globe, so we'll be talking about news stories from all over the place. Before I do, I want to talk about the event we're holding on June 17th. I typically wait till the end of the show to go over this, and I'm thinking that maybe some folks missed the end of the show but can listen to the beginning because of getting ready for church and things. So let me just tell you, it's called Dentistry from the Heart. It is on June 17th. It's a day where me and my staff and lots of volunteer dentists and hygienists and assistants and even just folks from the community are coming together, and everyone is volunteering to provide as much free dentistry as we can in a single day. So the plan right now is 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. And honestly, we have a goal. We hope to provide dentistry to 526 people. We have this idea that we want to break the record. Now, there was an article in this week newspaper, the Clintonville version, I think even Upper Arlington version, and about it. And I was very pleased to see that several people from the community actually came to our organizational meeting, the kickoff meeting, if you will. And so everything is on track. Ted, the Golden Voice Williams, is going to MC. Actually came to the meeting towards the end and got a chance to meet and greet some of the folks. And, of course, he stayed around and I did some dental work on him. But so for those of you that came, and one lady in particular, I want to thank Joanne. Joanne is a former winner of our Dr. Kvitko Question of the Day. She actually won the flowers. And in our conversation, she said, well, I want to come and help. And she actually had us forward the flowers to her 94-year-old mom, and she said she really got a kick out of them. So thanks to everyone who came to the meeting, and anyone out there that is willing to help, please call the office at 262-9588. It's going to be a great event, and it's a great way for dentists to give back, because after all, that's what we do best, is dentistry. Okay, now let's see. This first news story that I want to go over, I want to mention, it's from the UK, a publication there called The Daily Record. And actually, they had it under the weird news column. It says, by gum, baby stuns parents when he is born with a tooth. It's from March 25th of this year. Fiona McWhirter, tooth, baby image. This little, I guess the baby's name is Blair. Rennie was born with a tooth. It says, a mom told yesterday of her amazement after her baby was born with a tooth. Jacqueline Rennie and husband Chris were stunned when they first saw it. Experienced doctors and midwives even rushed to see the newborn Blair because his tooth was so out of the ordinary. And the 11-day-old already has had his first trip to the dentist with another appointment due. Jacqueline, 38, said all the midwives and doctors were in to see him because they had never seen a baby born with a tooth before. Most midwives have been at the hospital for 20 or 30 years and had heard of it happening but had never seen it for themselves. It's still bizarre to see this wee tooth. Bakery manageress Jacqueline was 5 days past her due date when she was induced, and a healthy Blair came into the world weighing 8 pounds, 4 ounces. As the staff at Royal Alexandria Hospital in Paisley took the tot to get clean, they saw the tooth. At first, the doctors thought it was unlikely to have grown fully through the gum, but a closer look confirmed that it was. He is so tiny, Blair had to be strapped into his car seat first, which was then put on top of the dental chair for the dentist to examine him. Jacqueline said the dentist came down when we were at the hospital, and she said most cultures see it as good luck for a baby to be born with a tooth. He's going back next week, and it looks as if there's a second tooth coming through. We've to make sure this tooth is getting stronger, because if it doesn't, they will have to take it out because he could swallow it. We're really hoping it gets to stay because it's the first tooth and he won't get another one there until the adult one grows in when he's six. So, says, Lucknow Blair, born on March 13th, is with his family in Port Glasgow, Renfrewshire. Can't even say that word. Says his brother Paul is fascinated by the tooth and keeps checking to see if it's still there. Most babies start growing teeth around 6 months, though some don't even teeth. So anyway, let's see, Gregory Gray, a partner at Crosshill Dental Practice in Port Glasgow, said it was extremely uncommon for a baby to be born with any teeth. Now there is a thing that there's a thing called a neonatal tooth. It is, we've all known that kids can be born with teeth, but it sounds like this is something different. A neonatal tooth is a tooth that is not the actual baby tooth that's going to have to stay till age six. This one is apparently very rare. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it certainly doesn't bode well for breastfeeding, though, does it? Now, there is this story. This one's out of Oklahoma, Tulsa. And it was it's not a very pleasant story, but it's one about this dentist who was being accused of being a drug addict, using patients as guinea pigs, and performing procedures without permits. The State Board of Dentistry called an emergency hearing to hear the case against a Dr. William Letcher next week. And I'm thinking about the name before I even go into this story. Letcher. It's kind of like Bernie Madoff. Who would give their money to somebody that's going to make off with their money? I don't know. I mean, I guess he can't help that that's his name. But in hindsight, that is a little bit funny. Apparently, it wasn't the first time this Dr. Letcher was in trouble. He was in trouble back in 1995, had a 2-year probation after he admitted that he failed to track a large number of controlled drugs like hydrocodone and Valium. 2000, his license was suspended for a year, and he got another 4 years probation. That time, he was ordered to get treatment for alcohol addiction, admitted giving controlled drugs to family members and performing procedures prohibited by the state. This time, the accusations call him negligent, incompetent, and a menace to the public. Now, this business about being accused of being an alcoholic, I've got to tell you, I've got to, you know, kind of sidetrack story here a little bit. There was a time that I saw a patient, and they had... It was interesting because one side of their mouth, not one side, but they had a lot of beautiful dentistry in their mouth. And then they had these three teeth, I forget, I think they were crowns, that were absolutely horrid. Just really, really a bad job. And I asked them about it. I said, did you change dentists? Because it looks like you have some really nice work in here. And these three, I'm questioning. And they said, no, it's the same dentist that's done it all. And to me, that was a big red flag. It looked to me like at some point, this person who was a great dentist maybe got involved with alcohol or drugs or something that was affecting their performance. And I took it upon myself to make a call to the dental board just to kind of let them know so that they could maybe get this person some help. Because after all, I don't know if you know this or not, but the dental board doesn't immediately just suspend a dentist or a doctor's license in the case of the medical board. They first do an investigation, and if the person needs help, they try to get them the help. Of course, they don't want them practicing during that time, but it's not an instantaneous suspension. And it's all confidential, so I don't know what came of it, but I'm pretty sure that's what I was seeing. Now, I want to give out Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, and we'll continue this discussion about this case in a minute. The phone number, by the way, is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the question of the day, Dr. Kavicko's question of the day is, it is impossible for a baby to be born with a tooth. True or false? Is that true or false? It is impossible for a baby to be born with a tooth. Give us a call, 459-9769, 459-WSNY, and the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. So we're going to go to a break. Go ahead and give us your calls now. That'll give my producer a chance to answer the phone while we're at commercial. And when we come back, we will pick probably, I'm thinking it might be the third caller, but we'll see. So, third caller, is it impossible for a baby to be born with a tooth? We'll be right back after the break.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles. Comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates, you know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are taking guesses to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today. Actually, caller number 3 had the right answer, and we've somehow lost our connection. We were wondering if she'd call back, and we don't know if this is her or not, but we're going to go with, this is now going to be caller number, what would this be, 6. So go ahead and push that. Caller number 6, you're on the phone with Dr. Kvitko. Do you have a guess?
Yes, maybe it can be one with teeth.
That is correct. So what is your name?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. Thank you for calling. If you will do us a favor and stay on the line, we will get the information from you to get the flowers from Weistember to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much, Heather. And, all right, and I was going to say, if the phone rings and it happens to be that woman, let me know, and maybe we can still get her the flowers. We have her name, we just don't have her phone number. But in the meantime, Heather gets flowers. All right, so we were talking about the case of the Tulsa, Oklahoma dentist, and, you know, this gentleman, it's funny, because not funny at all, but he had come up with he patented something, and what did he call it? He called it fixed teeth, and I guess he even had a couple patents on it, and it was a process of using mini implants. He called them pencil-thin mini implants, and he would put them in upper and lower, and he would take people that had no teeth and create a whole series of teeth, like a big long bridge, I guess, using a composite resin. And I saw some reviews of some people that said, you know, he helped them a lot, and then I saw a lot of reviews of people that were unhappy. And so, as it turns out, there's this thing called a Tulsa Dental Advisor, and they wrote, they're not related, don't know Dr. Letcher, but they wrote that there were three things they wanted people to know. One was, there's little research supporting the use of mini implants to support fixed teeth for patients missing all of their teeth, like the website suggests. Patients should ask questions regarding the ability of implants, the thickness of the pencil lead to support a full set of teeth. Typically in dentistry, as in life, the size of the implants matters. The bigger the person's jaw, the stronger the person bites. So the bigger the implants that are required for, or rather the big implants are required for maybe a large male. Basically, they're saying you wouldn't hang a giant picture frame on thumbtacks. Another point they pointed out was that without knowing the cost of fixed teeth, the fact that the final teeth are made of a hybrid composite resin is unusual. Most people are familiar with crowns made of gold or alloy or porcelain, which stand the test of time. What is the longevity of this resin? For information, most composite resins are used in dentistry for temporary crowns, not permanent ones. And at my office, we do the same thing. If somebody can't afford regular crowns at the moment, but they need them, we'll make them a plastic bridge, and we tell them that if they're plastic, we don't charge very much. And we say, by the way, if you come back and get the real ones within the first year, we'll credit the cost of these plastic ones towards your real bridge. Now, that comes in handy for folks that have a wedding or a reunion or something coming up that they just want to look nice. They know they're going to get the bridge. They just don't have the money right this minute. Then it says, is there a guarantee or warranty for the longevity of the crowns? If there isn't, patients should probably think twice about investing in composite resin crowns. So this is good information for you guys, for my listeners. Just if somebody's telling you they're going to make you an ear-to-ear bridge on mini implants on your upper arch with plastic, you might want to, you know, ask some questions or think twice. Then it says, fixed teeth were delivered in a week. Most dental implants must heal for several months before they are strong enough to hold crowns. Look this term up. It's called osseointegration, and I've talked about that on the show. This doesn't happen in a week. By giving the people their bridge in only a week after placing the implants, the doctors that contribute to this Tulsa Dental Advisor would be nervous about the chances of success, especially if we're talking about big money to deliver on the promise of fixed teeth. And then there's an editor's note. It says, because none of our advisors are familiar with Dr. Letcher or fixed teeth personally, their commentary is not meant to be a negative towards any particular person or product. The comments were made with the input of board-certified oral surgeons, periodontists, and restorative dentists using the existing body of research available. They would also like to warn consumers that just because a product or technique is patented does not necessarily make them good ideas or guarantee results. And so I think in this instance, because this dentist, Dr. Letcher, had patented this process, he called it fixed teeth, people thought, well, gee, that must mean he's a wonderful guy because he's got a patent. And that is something, I think that's a very good point. You can patent anything. It doesn't mean it's a product we'll all go out and buy. Now, how did this turn out? And I went to the Oklahoma Dental Board's website to look, to see, because, by the way, I clicked on links for Dr. Letcher, and it said this page no longer valid or something like that. It makes me think that he's out of business. But if you go to the website of the Dental Board of Oklahoma, it has his license number, the year he graduated, the date he got his license, and all it says is disciplinary action, it says yes. It doesn't say that it's been suspended, that it's been withdrawn. There's a column here that says status, and the status has nothing there. So I don't know. I don't know what they've done. I mean, if you're searching for a dentist, I would tell you that, and you're not sure, you can go to any dental board in any state and look up information about that dentist. I'm just a little surprised that there's not more information that you could get from this website, because all it says is that there's been disciplinary action. Now, honestly, that would certainly be a red flag, but if he's still allowed to practice, I don't know, maybe it'd be unfair to him to not give him a chance, or maybe it'd be unfair to maybe the dental board needs to do better. I don't really know. I couldn't find out anymore, but it does appear that the gentleman's no longer practicing. So, and I heard of a case. I know I have an attorney friend, several friends that are attorneys, and they were telling me of a case where somebody was using the mini implants and doing something similar. And I place mini implants, but they're not designed to be placed in the upper arch, the true minis. Now, these mini implant companies have come up with wider, larger implants that do osseointegrate and can be used for bridge work, but you can't do it in a week. You can't load an implant that has to osseointegrate in 1 week. It actually, on the upper arch, you have to wait 6 months, and in the lower arch, for a regular implant, you have to wait 3 months. So just be aware It's part of, I think, what this show is about, is making people better consumers. And remember, I'm not talking about all mini implants, because we place them all the time, and we place them to support lower dentures. That's what they were designed for, in the area where there are no nerves in the jawbone, between the front corners. And they're great. And by the way, they don't have to osseointegrate. They're kind of like a wood screw. I know that sounds gross, but because they're so thin, they do get kind of screwed in, and they're very snug, and they're designed to be used instantly. So what I do, and what other dentists that do this process is we take somebody with a lower denture that is very loose, they can't wear it, they've had it reline, and it's just no better, and we take and we drill four of these little mini implant holes and tighten them down, and put these little snaps on the underside of the person's denture, and before they ever leave the office, they have a denture that takes two hands to get out of their mouth. And that is the purpose of them. It's the approved use for these minis. And they're great. They're great when they're used as designed. I guess the problem comes in is when somebody tries to take that and take a product and use it in ways that it's not supposed to be used. And then, you know, they get in trouble. So it worked, I guess, in enough cases that I guess he felt he had something there. But it didn't work often enough, and eventually I think it became his downfall. So anyway, let's see. So just kind of beware and be careful. And if you have questions, call this show every Sunday morning at 8, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. So if you go to your dentist and they give you a recommendation and it doesn't sound right, or you just have a question about it and you maybe forgot to ask them, give us a call. You know, be happy to answer it. It's free. And as the tagline on the name of the show says, you're not numb, so you can ask. And by the way, our number is 459-9769, so we are also able to take people's questions and comments. All right, before we go to break, and we have to do that soon, and I said this was news from around the globe, we have an article here from Straits Times, and it's in Singapore. And it's entitled, Electronic Dental Record System Cuts Down Waiting. And it's patients in the National Dental Center, Singapore, can now enjoy better care with the launch of the center's new electronic dental record system. Now, I thought this was an interesting story because just yesterday I was interviewing a potential new employee, and she asked if I was paperless. And I said no, and she says, well, I need to get on the bandwagon. So I thought this was interesting. Let me read it. It says, the National Dental Center rolled out last month and officially unveiled on Friday. It marks the first for a large-scale dental institution in Singapore. It allows patient history, x-rays, and laboratory tests to be captured electronically, doing away with the need for bulky folders. Now, we have everything at my office electronic. We just still keep our charts. I guess it's almost like my blankie or something. I'm afraid to give it up. Dr. Ko Chu Guan, a senior consultant at NDCS and chairman of the EDR steering committee, said going paperless is especially useful at the center, as patients often see more than one clinician there. Occasionally, a patient would develop a problem and staff would then have to scramble for records that were not taken out earlier, resulting in some waiting. And we've had that, where somebody walks in, oh, my tooth is just so sore, and we got to grab their chart. Having an electronic system allows the records to always be available. The system also makes it easier for NDCS dentists to access the relevant medical records of patients seeking treatment at other Sing Health medical centers. Health Minister Kwan Boon Wan, who viewed a demonstration of the system and toured the center's other IT-enabled setups on Friday, has always pushed for greater use of IT in healthcare. Now, you know, one of the things that it's funny because I didn't even, I knew this, but I didn't realize I was getting so close. 2014 is the date when medical offices are all supposed to be paperless. And I don't know that dentistry is part of that, but we probably need to get on the stick. All right, as you can tell from the music in the background, it is time for a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. And when we come back, we will hear about a story about Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan dentists beat welders. So let's find out what that's about when we come back. Thanks so much and hang tight.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. we are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me today. We've been talking about dental news bites from around the world. We had one from Oklahoma, one from the UK, one from Singapore. And now we have an interesting story from, it's from London again, I guess also the UK. And it's interesting. It said the title, Genghis Khan Dentists Beat Welders Capture Oddest Title Prize. Genghis Khan inspired dentists overcame welders as Hollywood dog trainer and an Italian love child to win one of Britain's quirkiest literary contests, the annual Diagram Prize for oddest book title. Managing a dental practice the Genghis Khan way received 58% of 5,032 votes cast by the public, according to the Bookseller Trade magazine, which runs the contest. The runner-up with 24% was 8th International Friction Stir Welding Symposium Proceedings, a collection of papers presented at a gathering in Germany. The winning title comes from a how-to guide on survival and empire building in the dentistry business, as its publisher Ratcliffe calls it. The author, former dentist and practice owner Michael R. Young, describes the Mongol conqueror as one of history's most charismatic and dynamic leaders, arguing that dentists can learn from his tenacity, intelligence gathering, and willingness to adopt new technologies. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. There's a book called Dentistry, the Genghis Khan Way. I don't know how many people would want to go to that dentist, do you? And so anyway, all right. And then here's a story. We have, oh, wait a minute. You know what? It's 28 after the hour. We have just a little bit of time. I think what I want to do is reiterate the Dentist from the Heart event. I'm going to save this for maybe next week's show or the week after. The couple topics that we're not going to have time for: sleep apnea, no fun for sufferers or their kin. And that's from Newbury Newport News. We have TV dentist hides patient to keep patient affairs, to keep affairs secret. I guess he had an affair with both the receptionist and a patient, and he had a patient hiding in the closet. Anyway, we'll get to those later. Now let's talk about Dentistry from the Heart. It is June 17th. It is something that we're going to be doing free dentistry all day from 7 to 7. And anybody that's willing to come out and help, we'd love to have you. We have the need for all kinds of volunteers, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to try to make it a carnival atmosphere so that people can enjoy themselves during the day while they're waiting to have their dental work done. You can pick from cleaning, fillings, or extraction. And two more things. I want to just remember my long-term dental lab tech, Rich Odie, who passed away a few weeks ago. And my mother-in-law, if you're listening, I'm going to come and pick you up. We're going to coffee. My wife happens to be out of town, and normally we meet at Panera for coffee, but my wife isn't in town, so I'm coming to get you. Make sure you're ready. She's one of my fans. She always listens. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and please tune in next Sunday at 8. Next Sunday at 8, and every Sunday at 8. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and go out, have a great day, and a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.